why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the awaited Savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And so this is a conversation that occurs between Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and Uthman ibn Sa'id. Of course, Uthman ibn Sa'id, as you know by now, is one of the special companions of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, alayhi salam. In this conversation, we find that there is a passage where Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, in the dialogue, arrives at a point where he has gone into ghaiba, he has gone into concealment, and that Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam, has been martyred. And so in the dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, says that if the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits me to reappear, I would present truth in the best form and the most illuminated argument and sign, and I would have made myself apparent and established the proof, the hujjah. But the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more dominant and cannot be subverted, and Allah's decision does not change, and the time decided by him does not become apparent. So again, here we find that in this dialogue, there's a lot of theological basis, theological points and concepts about the Shia 12er belief system regarding the 12 divinely appointed Imam that are being put forth. Of course, one of the things that is discussed in the concept of Mahdawiya and the concept of an awaited savior, and specifically the 12th divinely appointed imam, you know, is that whether or not the imam knows when he is going to reappear. And of course, based upon this passage of this dialogue, it seems like that the 12th divinely appointed imam also does not know the exact time of his reappearance, but he assures his companion, his special companion, Uthman ibn Sa'id, that if Allah permits me to appear, which of course it means that the reappearance is ultimately in the hands of the Almighty Allah, and we must pray for the hastening of the reappearance, that the Almighty Allah hastens this reappearance and brings it about at a much earlier time or as soon as possible in order to save humanity from the oppression and the darkness that it is facing in the present day. And Imam al-Mahdi, he assures his companion saying that I will present truth in the best of forms. What a beautiful age to be able to live in when we see His Eminence, the 12th divinely appointed Imam, speaking to the masses, showing and presenting truth in the best of forms and bringing forth the most illuminated of arguments and signs, as His Eminence has said. And of course, at the end of the day, we pray to be able to witness such a magnificent event. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now let's listen to Sister Khalfan, who's going to talk about today's topic.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman. First of all, this path of treading towards the advent of his zuhur is the path of wilaya, the path that we have to adhere the principles of people who are following this path of perfection. And this is none other than the divine leadership. And how do we go about paving this way is to make the whole society to be a single and unified body. In our surah Alhamd also, which we recite in our daily prayers, we say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the right path. We don't only say, guide me to the right path. We want everyone to be guided, the whole society to be guided. So here we are told to love one another for the sake of Allah. And this is one of the best actions. Even when we recite Dua Nutba of Imam Zamana, we are actually wanting to call out in this manner that, for example, Hal min mu'inin fa'utila al-awila wal-buka? Is there any helper to help me so that I can prolong my cry? That means here I want a helper. I want to be unified with someone to help me cry also. So it's like two people's efforts which are prolonged are more than working independently. And this shows that two people's capacities are tenfold. And Allah likes that unity. And then also, هَلْ مِنْ جَزُوءٍ فَأُسَائِدُ جَزَاءَهَا إِذَا خَلَى. Is there anyone sad that so that I can help him when he's alone? So this is the spiritual grief. I am ready to help someone who is alone. In public and in private, Allah wants us to help one another. This shows that everybody should be unified enough to bring that, the zuhur, closer. So this statement shows that one is ready to render help to the one in the community, even if he be alone. So it doesn't restrict one's relationship to mosques or streets only. Rather, in privacy also, it wants each other to care about one another, to ask about one another. It shows that one should ask around and find out the well-being of a person, ask around with goodwill, and also visit one to their homes. And it shows that one should share the pain with them and also try to solve the pain. There's another statement in the same dua, we call out and we are crying, as nutba means to cry. and to call out for the reappearance of Imam to be faster. So, هَلْ قَضِيَتْ عَيْنٌ فَسَاءَدَتْهَا عَيْنِي عَلَى الْقَضَىٰ? Is there any eye that is a split so that my eye can take and share some of the pain? So, it shows that we want to even share each other's pain.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.